Kia ora and welcome to this episode of Around the Fire, where I'm going to be talking about affirmations and how they can support an adventurous mindset. And so firstly, I want to put in a bit of a disclaimer because there's a thought around affirmations that you don't need to believe them, you just need to keep saying them, just keep bringing them into your life and, you know, the positive message that they hold will start to sink in. And I'm not quite on that same page with affirmations because for me, like if that inner critic or what I call the red zone story reel is shouting really loud and, you know, has totally sort of got hold, it's going to be very hard to bring a positive affirmation in at that point. You know, it's almost like if someone's kicking off or getting upset about something or, you know, has got some hefty stuff coming up, it's not always appreciated for someone to go calm down or take a breath, you know, to bring that sort of head-based logic into the situation when the body's potentially in fight or flight mode. So my sort of thoughts are around affirmations are really bringing them into our world when we are calm and when our subconscious is open to that sort of messaging, as opposed to when we're in fight and flight and it's going to be very hard for it to sink in and could potentially do more harm than good at that point. And the other thought around affirmations is sometimes, you know, if our red zone story reel's been playing for really quite a long time and it's really quite embedded, some of those affirmations can really seem way too far off, you know, just unbelievable, not possible, unachievable type thing. And I share the story of when I was in a self-love workshop as a participant quite a few years ago now, and this point was absolutely illustrated. All I had to do, she says, smiling as if she was able to do it, was look into a small hand mirror that I'd been given and say, I love you. Look myself in the eye and say, I love you. Well, I could barely even look at myself in the mirror, let alone say anything as crazy as that. And what the facilitator was able to help me do was, even though the rest of the group was sort of moving on and onto the next exercise, and there I was just in tears, unable to do this part. But what we came up with was a statement around, I am open to believing that I am loved. I am open to believing that I am lovable. So that way it can sort of just be a bit of a bridge between potentially where we're at now and where we want to be and what this positive affirmation is helping us with, but it won't help us if it just seems too far out the equation, too hard, not possible. So just adding that statement in, I'm open to believing that I am lovable, that I am worthy, that I am enough, that I am, that I have purpose, that I belong, whatever that message is, it can be a great way to bridge that gap. So thank you, Liz Weatherly, for that tip. It's certainly been pivotal in my journey. And yeah, you know, things really look quite different now. And there can be times where I catch myself in the mirror and I'm just like, oh, yay, I love you. So yeah, certainly been on a journey with that one, that's for sure. And so in terms of the adventurous mindset and affirmations and how they fit in, it can very much be around, you know, with the adventurous mindset, we want to have that openness to life. I've talked before about, you know, the future's going to happen one way or another. And we've either got a choice of approaching it from what I call the red zone, where we've got angst and fear and worry and doubt, or that unknown future, we can approach it from the green zone, where there's faith and trust and love and hope and all those yummy things. And when we've got an adventurous mindset, it's all about doing things for the first time or doing the same things differently. And affirmations can really help with that, because however much we want to change, however much we want what's in our green zone, however much we want to be reconnecting with our true self, however much we want what's on our vision board or on our soul board, it can be pretty terrifying to try those things or, try those new things and be courageous, however much we want it, however clear we are on what we want. And so what we want to be doing is providing ourselves with that encouraging, nurturing, compassionate, supportive self-talk. Because I often have clients say to me, oh, but Liz, you know, this is crazy. I want all this stuff that we're talking about, but, you know, I'm freaking petrified. And I assure them that they're not the only one. That is a really frequent response that I have from people, that yes, they really, really want it, but it's terrifying, because we can be in that red zone and we can be in that red loop, and however much we want to get out of it, it's familiar. It's kind of going to sometimes even feel safe, because we know what it looks like, we know how it feels like. And even though, you know, our comfort zone can be pretty uncomfortable at times, we know what it, as I say, we know what it looks like. And so it can be easier to stay in that uncomfortable loop and keep going around there and not getting anywhere. And absolutely be the harder thing to take those steps for change, to try things differently, to do new things. So positive affirmations can really help with that step in terms of that nurturing and that encouragement. So it may well be sort of affirmations around feeling safe, feeling that we've got this, feeling that we're open to new things, we're open to the future, feeling that we are open to giving life a try, feeling like we want to say yes to life more. So statements like that can really help to calm potentially some of those fears that may be coming up, and that, you know, can help us set up for adventures, for our everyday adventures, for doing life differently. So positive affirmations for an adventurous mindset can be really pivotal. So in terms of how affirmations work, we can end up with a red zone story reel around beliefs of who we are and the world around us and the different people and the people around us. And often that red zone story reel is never kind and it's never supportive. But we are wired to spot the negative. You know, when I often talk about caveman days and how that caveman needs to be in his tribe, needs to be part of that, and he needs to be able to spot danger. You know, it's far more important that he spots an oncoming angry tribe or a saber-toothed tiger or the elements, as opposed to sort of watching the sunset type thing. So we're still wired. We still got that same part of our brain that is there to spot danger. And so, yeah, we're going to spot the negative. We're going to end up with a pretty sort of disposition to that red zone story reel that isn't kind, isn't helpful, isn't supportive. And so affirmations and a gratitude practice can really help to just start tipping that wiring and tipping that vision to spot the beauty, to spot, you know, more of the supportive self-talk, to spot, you know, what's going to be wholesome, what's going to help us on our way, what opportunities are coming. And so affirmations can really help to break down that red zone story reel and really bring in more compassionate self-talk. Self-talk that is encouraging, is inspiring, is motivating, that is really going to help us make some of those changes. And this has been proven by science that, you know, affirmations can really help with so many different things, you know, and that's the beauty of them, that whatever we're sort of focusing on in our world, whatever we've got going on, then, you know, some affirmations can be created quite simply, and there's lots online and lots on Spotify and things for that specific situation, so that, you know, whatever's coming up for you, you've got some, yeah, more encouraging self-talk. And there's so many different ways that positive affirmations can be brought into our world. As I said at the beginning of this episode, was that we want affirmations to be coming into our world when we're calm, when we're just going through our sort of everyday activities, so that our subconscious is receptive of them. We don't want to be doing them when we're in that fight and flight place. So having messages like My Little Fare is awash with positive messages and words that my subconscious is picking up all the time. And, you know, sometimes I'll move them around a bit, so it's a bit of a fresh input for my subconscious, but it's, yeah, it's regularly surrounded by positive and wholesome messages. And other people will find reams of affirmations on Spotify and such like. You know, it may be around creating a habit while you're brushing your teeth. Could you have some affirmations up on the mirror? And if you share your home, then trust me, everyone would benefit from some positivity and wholesomeness into their world. So don't be embarrassed. If you want to put something on the mirror, they'll benefit from it as well. So, you know, sometimes those habits, those routines, if we can link some positive affirmations into that as well, then, you know, again, it's going to become part of our routine and part of our everyday. And I've spoken before about the benefits of an adventurous mindset, you know, coupled with the benefits of affirmations, you know, that combination, so powerful. So, yeah, you know, affirmations can be around boosting self-esteem or building confidence. They might be around motivation, and also, you know, that feeling safe idea when, you know, we do want to try new things, but actually maybe there's some old gremlins coming up. Some people will write them in a journal, you know, repeatedly, sort of either morning or night or any time in between, you know, again, or simply saying them out loud, singing them, whatever way works for you. And when we start doing this, not only does it help to build up our confidence, not only does it provide us with that feeling of connection to ourselves, of trusting ourselves, of supporting of ourselves, the beautiful thing is that that ripples out. So over time, we can find that actually it just becomes our way of thinking far more often than potentially when the negative red zone story reel was spinning round and round and round. You know, whether it's giving compliments or whether it's just in conversation or whether it's sort of ideas or the creative side of life, we can really start to notice a difference when we're fueling our thoughts with more positive, wholesome messages. Because there is a piece of work that I do around just how much our thoughts affect our world. And, you know, if we're in that red zone story reel and, you know, that's having its field day and it's going round and round like an old movie reel, really loud, then that's absolutely going to affect how we feel and what our day-to-day world looks like. But as I say, by bringing these more positive affirmations into the mix, then in just the same way, that's going to affect how we feel in a better way, and again, change how our everyday world is going to look from that place. And that way we can, you know, the more that we sort of live and suss out that green zone and reconnect with it, then that's going to provide us with more evidence to back up our green zone thoughts, our positive affirmations, and break down some more of that red zone story reel. So it really is, you know, a great way to help that green zone story reel, because it can be quite quiet to begin with. You know, we've got the noisy gremlins, we've got the noisy red zone story reel, and that green zone story reel, yeah, can be quite quiet while we begin to suss it out and learn it and trust it. So the more evidence that we can gain for it, the more evidence where we go, oh, actually I am supported. Oh, someone did check in because I wasn't at work today. Or, oh, I tried that new class and the world didn't fall apart. Or I went somewhere and actually no one did laugh at me because I got one of the moves wrong or whatever it is. You know, the more that we can gain that evidence, backs up the green zone thoughts, breaks down the red zone story reel. And yeah, as I say, bringing them into our adventurous mindset can really help us take those steps outside the comfort zone, whatever size, whether they're tiny steps or ginormous leaps. But yeah, really help us to see what's outside that comfort zone that maybe we've been missing. So I'd love you to take some time and just think, what are the messages that I'm needing to hear? What would I love a best friend or someone that I'm close to say to me? What really sort of hits home when, you know, someone does say something kind to me that I'm needing to hear? And just sit with it. And if it feels a bit unattainable, remember that we can go, okay, that's a bit far off right now. I am open to believing. I am open to trying. I am open to seeing. And yeah, use that as a bit of a bridge to where you want to get to. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, any questions, any feedback, I would love to hear from you. My website's liz-fry.com. So liz-fry.com. I'd love to share the journey with you and hear what's resonated for you in this episode. Thank you.